This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. So time and time again, people will call in. I work for a telemedicine company, and I've had that with patients coming into my office when I had my office, where they're saying, I'm having panic attacks. I'm like, okay. What are your symptoms? Why do you think it's a panic attack? Well, because I'm having chest pain, I have a rapid heart rate, I have trouble breathing. Has anybody looked at your heart? Has anybody examined your heart, your lungs? Oh, a doctor said it was panic attack. It was anxiety. So I have anxiety. I just need some Valium or Xanax. I had a patient call me yesterday, same thing, saying I need some Valium or Xanax. And I go, what are your symptoms? Chest tightness. And I go, well, how do you know it's, has your heart been checked? That's it. You know, I understand you probably have, you could have anxiety as well. But has anybody checked your heart? Completely got defensive. It's only psychosomatic. It's only psychosomatic. All right. And I remember I told you I had a patient who was diagnosed with asthma and came in as a new patient for a refill of her inhaler. And I'm like, you know, why do you think you have asthma? Well, I have shortness of breath. So I'm like, well, let's kind of not use the term asthma for a little bit here, because she kept saying I have asthma. I'm like, let's look at the shortness of breath. So I checked her heart. I checked her lungs. Turned out she had an atrial myxoma, a tumor on her heart. And so I've always been suspicious of just calling something one thing without appreciating that there could be something else going on, even additionally. And so when somebody says, well, I have chest pain, it's a part of my panic attacks, it's part of my anxiety, that's all it is. My question to you is, okay, why are you having chest pain though? When you are anxious, why is your chest hurting? Well, because that's what anxiety does. Okay, but what's the mechanism? Why, when you are stressed, or the in-laws are coming, or you have a fight with your spouse, what is the mechanism causing your actual center chest to hurt? Well, it's probably the brain telling it to. Why isn't it telling your elbow to hurt? Or your pinky finger? Why the chest? Could there be something going on during a panic attack or during anxiety to your chest? No, because doctors say it's only anxiety. Well, I'm a doctor and I'm telling you, you don't need an expensive workup every time you have a panic attack. But for the love of God, if you at all have experienced chest pain, please get that checked out. Because your anxiety or panic attack not only could be misconstrued and it really be a cardiac event, could actually precipitate heart issues. Remember we talked about broken heart syndrome, Takotsubo cardiomyopathy, where when somebody dies, you have stress hormones that could affect and dilate your heart? Stress affects your heart. And I keep arguing with people, just because you have anxiety or panic attacks doesn't mean you should never have anybody look at your heart. So then what could be going on? What is actually causing chest pain? Well, could be spasm of the muscles, intercostal muscles with the ribs. Could be a surge of inflammation, costochondritis, inflammation of the cartilage. Could be esophageal dysmotility, your esophagus. Sometimes with stress, with your sympathetic nervous system, your fight and flight, your GI system slows down. So there might be some dysmotility if you have food in there. Maybe it hurts. You could get esophageal spasm. What a lot of people don't realize is with anxiety or panic attacks, you could have And I'm sorry, I just had some peanuts. You could have microvascular ischemia. You could actually be having an ischemic event, angina, a coronary vasospasm. You could actually be having a cardiac event causing that chest pain during your panic attack. And I don't understand why more people aren't getting checked out. And now that everybody's using telemedicine and they're asking for anxiety medications, they're having fewer heart checks. And that scares me. So one study published by Huffman et al. In the Primary Care Companion to the Journal of Clinical Psychiatry looks at the mechanisms. They even say panic disorder can cause chest pain via a number of mechanisms. They include cardiac mechanisms in which the pain is caused by coronary spasm or ischemia. Ischemia means heart attack. Ischemia means low blood flow to the heart during your panic attack. That could be what's happening. Non-cardiac mechanisms like musculoskeletal, esophageal, and other processes unrelated to the heart. These mechanisms may not exist independent of one another, as there's evidence to suggest that multiple cases of chest pain, cardiac or non-cardiac, may be at work in any given patient with panic disorder. Now, that doesn't mean every time you have an anxiety attack or a panic attack, you need a multi-thousand dollar workup. But anybody that experiences chest pain should not just say, well, only it's anxiety. Because, and I was trying to explain to this patient yesterday, I go, people have heart attacks with stress. Why do you think when somebody is stressed, they have a heart attack? Because the stress affects the heart. And I get people want their Valium and they want to be left alone. They want their Xanax. They want to be left alone. And many people can control their chest pain once the stress goes. But that could be a sign that you have cardiac issues. Or you are creating cardiac issues. Everybody says you have to reduce your stress to prevent a heart attack. It's one of the risk factors. A stressful life. Yeah, I don't know how. Stress keeps coming. The older I get, the more there's stress. Another patient in my age group dies of cancer. Some issues happening with one family member loses a kid. I mean, we there's always stress. We have another election coming up. So for the love of God, promise me you will not ignore your chest pain. Chest pain with anxiety or panic attacks is still chest pain. Get it looked at. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I've been very, very cautious about having optimism about finding the crew of the submerged sub. Mini-sub that was there to do an expedition and look at the Titanic and the wreckage of the Titanic as having learned how to scuba dive and understanding the depths of water and what could happen and the PSI. My worry is the communication was lost upon descent because of a crushing from the PSI, a leak, or something else. And I don't necessarily want to say that's 100% because there is still a frantic search, and there should be. We are hoping and praying that they're still alive, that they still have air, which they should for about another day or two. Unfortunately, with the physics of where they are
And with what happened, many experts are kind of echoing that, yeah, there's a good chance that it had imploded early on. G. Michael Harris says that he isn't optimistic and doesn't think there's much the U.S. Navy can do. He said the worst situation is something happened to the hull, and our fear is that it imploded at around 10,000 feet below the surface or 3,200 meters. At those depths, the height of the water would exert extreme pressure on the missing submarine, around 6,000 pounds on every square inch of its hull. Now, it was a 22-foot craft, had five people on board. People paid about $250,000 to be taken out to sea on an eight-day trip, submerged for 8 hours, to go 12,500 feet, or 2.5 miles, about 6,000 PSI, to be able to see the wreckage, something that up until recently was unable to be done by humans. You could only put a camera. You had to be higher up within the water, and a camera would go down and look around the wreckage. So most of the video footage we have was from cameras. Now, Oceangate Excursions was able to actually bring humans down there. When I heard about this about a year ago, I was shocked. And I'm like, okay, are they sure this machine will hold up? Are they sure the vessel will hold up? And apparently they had performed multiple ones. In fact, I think there's a video I had posted where Stockton Rush, the CEO, talked about jerry-rigging the hand controller that looks like a video controller. And that there's multiple of them. They say a 16-year-old kid could throw it against the wall and it could still be fine. And you're looking at a submersive vessel that is supposed to withstand death-defying pressure on a handheld joystick. And it's shocking. We're being told by Forbes there's going to be a lot of scrutiny and questions. One, because of the incident. Missing off the coast of Newfoundland, five passengers on it, one of which only a 19-year-old boy. But CBS reported that the sub was not approved by any regulatory body. And with that, that raises a lot of questions that can anybody go, you know, usually these things, especially if you're taking other humans, and if you are this is commercial. That, and I apologize, I'm having some audio come in, there usually has to be some sort of regulation. And we're being told that even the consents that were given to passengers had that stated in there, that the sub was not approved by any regulatory body. There's also concerns about the quote-unquote jerry-rigging. When you look at the contraption, it doesn't look like even though submarines, my son made a submarine. He and my husband built one that was able to withstand a pool in a lake. Nobody go into it. It was just a submarine with a camera. But you could build them, and you could create them and add things to it. But how do we know that it was able to withstand the pressure, the thousands of pressure for every square inch? So they say that parts were used from an RV supplier called Camping World, and it was controlled by a 2011 Logitech gamepad controller, also reported by CBS. People are concerned as to how something with RV parts and a game controller was able to make commercial trips. In an interview with BBC News on Tuesday, New York-based writer and producer Mark Rees described the experience on the submersible last year. That included signing a massive waiver, and it mentions death three times on page one. And somebody on Facebook had asked me why would people sign that waiver when it's that long and they're being told they could go and see the Titanic? They sign anything. A six-month-old CBS report on the Titan
the Titan Sub is what they're called, is also going viral after reporter David Pogge said that the now missing vessel was jerry-rigged. We believe that the five people on board include, I want to get all the names right, and I apologize, Stockton Rush, the CEO, Hamish Harding, a CEO of, and I apologize, I'm not, unfortunately, I don't have the name of his company. It's the aviation, I forget what his company is, Hamish Harding. The OceanGate CEO, so the CEO of OceanGate was on, we believe, French explorer Paul Henri Nargolet, UK-based Pakistani businessman Shahzada Dawood, 48 years old, his 19-year-old son Suleiman Dawood. Rescue crews are still trying to find the vessel. Again, you know, if let's say a Navy submarine gets there in time, we're talking, what, 900 miles away from the coast. They can't swim. Remember, the average diver can't go below 130 feet. So they would have to, hopefully, if it's still all in one piece, try and move it if it's stuck. And, you know, people ask, why didn't something like this have a tether? You know, when you... You tether things when you lower them, what, where somebody could then grab it, and you know. Also, a tether not only allows you to possibly bring them back, but it also allows a location. So when we do need rescue crews, you could then say, "Look, this is where we are. We're still tethered," and now it's just we're just looking in a multiple square mile area, and it's not looking good. Again, as I had assumed, once communications was lost, my fear was it was crushed or there was a leak. And, you know, it's a cute-looking sub, and it, the bathroom is a little seat, and you pull a curtain. Everybody has to hold their nose, obviously. And it's for 8 hours. You're sitting in a, you have to sit in this small little, and again, I get it. It's very cool to see wreckage of the Titanic. It just isn't, and the reason why there was also a little bit of a push for this and an enthusiasm for it, is there seems to be, Stockton Rush had said in his video a year ago that the Titanic is disintegrating rapidly than expected. And it's not rust, but it's bacteria that's eating away at it. And that already the promenade deck is falling. And this was about a year ago. And he's saying, and understandable, I mean, it's been there over 110 years, 15 years, or no, about 111 years. And so now people are panicking, saying, well, we need to see it before it just looks like a pile. It still looks like a boat. Let's get down there. And I don't think we were ready from the tech standpoint. They say when you're talking about 6,000 pounds per square inch, more people have been to outer space than to the depth of the ocean. When you're diving in these situations, you have to cross your T and dot your I's. You have to do everything perfectly by the book. I'm not exactly sure how safe this was. And now we're nervous. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Details are coming about all the manpower and resources being deployed to try to rescue five people inside a small sub that went missing while on its way to view the wreckage of the Titanic. The crew has about 2 days worth of oxygen left. Two misdemeanors and probation. The reported plea deal for Hunter Biden to settle charges of failing to pay federal income taxes. The deal also settles a gun charge against Biden. Another big day of big storms expected along the Gulf Coast from Texas to Alabama. Hurricane watchers say Tropical Storm Brett will probably not increase to hurricane strength. Brett has sustained winds of about 40 miles an hour. It's moving toward the eastern Caribbean. Electric vehicle maker Rivian is going to adopt Tesla's technology for hooking up its vehicles to be recharged. General Motors and Ford have also agreed to the Tesla specs for their EVs. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I am very, very nervous about the state of our military. I think our military is one of the best in the world, but we're having trouble recruiting. And I remember years ago, they were suggesting that the biggest threat to national security is childhood obesity, is our physical fitness of our children. And that was a very, very valid point. But there's a lot of mudslinging between the right and the left on why recruitment for the military is down. And I don't think it's just one political party. I think there's other reasons that we're ignoring that are, to me, pretty obvious as to why recruitment is down. So the GOP says all these woke trainings and drag performances and making military people walk in heels when you saw that video that went viral, that nobody wants to do that and nobody wants to be a part of woke. The Democrats are saying that the Republicans are stereotyping the military as being woke, that they're concentrating more on woke priorities than readiness, military readiness, and it's going back and forth. All right, what's happening is, let's look back at when the military tried to recruit us years ago. Military would come to the school and say, hey guys, and for those of us who were blue collar, didn't really have a lot of money, no money for college, I was the first person in my family to go to college. The only reason why is I got a scholarship. And the military came in and said, look, for those of you who really want to go to college, you go into the military, we have college for you. That was a huge draw. Well, fast forward to 2023, many individuals are like, so? They're advocating free college. They're advocating free student debt. If college is going to be free eventually, why do we have to go through the military? We could get it for free eventually. College, I could borrow the money and then not have to pay it later. And some individuals are like, but we don't need college. Why college? College isn't, what's college going to do for me? So the Army can't use that college as a grab. Another thing the military would do was say, look, you get to do cool things. You get to travel. You get to fly planes. You get to be on vessels, subs. You get to do all these cool things. Well, when you grow up in the 80s and you rarely have taken a flight because it was too expensive to fly, you were never really on a ship, or your only video game was Pong, what they had access to in the military was very, very cool. Now, I still think what the military has is very cool. Every time I go to a military base, I go to an air show, I'm blown away. But kids are a little different. They have gotten to do Call of Duty. They have virtually been able to blow people up and do that. They already got their fix. So telling them that they could leave the farm or they could leave their boring parents' house and be able to be where all the gadgets are and the weapons and all, it's not that exciting for them. It's more exciting for them to play the next video game. Another thing that nobody wants to talk about is the average, back in, again, 80s is my frame of reference because that's when I grew up. You becoming a veteran meant you were set. You had benefits. You'd easily get a job. And so if you served the military and did your time, you being a veteran, you're set for life. The average young adolescent or teen does not want to become a veteran. When they hear veteran, they see people who were maimed, who do not have all their body parts. That's what they think. They also think homeless, that many veterans are homeless. Now me, I see veterans, I'm around veterans all the time. God bless all of you for all your sacrifices and everything you've done. But they aren't seeing veterans honored, taken care of. They're hearing that veterans don't have homes. They're seeing these commercials where wounded warriors and the tunnel to tower, they're looking at, wow, all these charities have to help these people. I don't want to need to be helped. Let me just maybe stay away, do my own thing. It's safer for me to be in the basement of my parents' house. So you could blame the right, you could blame the left, but if the average adolescent or young adult looks at the military as putting them, to me, I'm like, defending the country is one of the biggest honors. But if they're looking at, I could lose my life, I could lose a limb, I could not get a job, I could lose my home, I could be homeless, they're not going to break down the door to to recruit and be recruited. And that's what's frightening. Because if there's not an if there's no incentive for people to join on their own, when we do need military, then they're going to have to go to a draft. Now, I don't know all the inner workings of what happened with Vietnam, but part of the reason why people had to be conscripted and draft and they go to the draft is after World War II, not as much enthusiasm. There was a war that didn't seem to pull as much enthusiasm and patriotism over in Vietnam than we had with World War II and fighting the Nazis. And so individuals didn't want to go. There wasn't that. They didn't have enough people. And they had to draft. And so we're going to be going to that as if we don't have enough individuals who want to be there. I don't want people who don't want to be there there. I think being a part of the military is extremely rewarding. And I think there's so many advantages. But if the average young person has not seen them, and when they see homeless veterans, they see that the VA system, when their relatives say, I can't get in with my VA doctor for months, when they feel abandoned, like, why would I do that? And you can't dangle the free college carrot. You can't dangle that, but you're going to get to see the world. Many people, they don't need that because they could already see the world on YouTube. They could already see the world on GoPro. There's this, I don't know, this family, I think it's the Zatara boat, where this family is going around to all these cool places on their boat. People are watching it, and they're like, okay, great, I just saw the, you know, Maldives or whatever. And so, you know, before, I mean, in the 80s, you're like, I could actually see, you know, China, I could see Germany. That's cool. Now the average person, either they Airbnb it or they backpack or they see it on YouTube. So how do we get people to consider joining, putting their life on the line, making the ultimate sacrifice for their country? Well, the love of their country. Do they love their country? Are they patriotic enough? Are we instilling a sense of pride in these kids about their country? No. Most of the rhetoric is anti-American. There, you don't hear this, yeah, we're American. In fact, when somebody has an American flag, they're accused of being a whole bunch of different things. And so, what do you guys expect? How are we going to build up our military? I'm telling you right now, it's a tall order, and I really don't think blaming the right or the left is the way to go. I think we need to be realistic, and once we show young people that we don't have veterans' backs, that we need to fix that immediately. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdaliah.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So some of you have noticed that when you break your arm or when you have surgery, the doctor's not being as liberal with the pain medication, or the provider isn't. And it makes you nervous. It makes you more anxious. And as a physician, I think that sometimes that can actually worsen a person's pain more than letting them feel that they have what they need. And a new study agrees with that. Researchers say restricting the drugs during surgery may do more harm than good. Study co-author Dr. Laura Santa Cruz Mercado, who was a research fellow at Massachusetts General Hospital, said the opioid crisis is a major motivator
for mitigating the risk of opioid usage. But appropriate opioid administration in the OR may reduce total opioid usage after surgery. So they actually looked at what happened in the OR during the operation. And her colleagues analyzed more than 61,000 adults who had surgery at Massachusetts General between 2016 and 2020. If you remember, 2016 was when they really started to restrict doctors and their opioid use. They found that patients who were administered more of the opioids, fentanyl and hydromorphone during surgery, were less likely to experience pain. These patients also used fewer opioids in the hospital after waking up from anesthesia. Patients who received higher amounts of fentanyl were less likely to experience uncontrolled pain or to have a new chronic pain diagnosed within 3 months of surgery. They were also less likely to be prescribed opioids at 30, 90, and 180 days after surgery, less likely to develop new persistent opioid use. All of this seen without an increase in adverse effects. So this study, it was published in JAMA Surgery, and it was funded in part by the U.S. National Institutes of Health. Now, they say it's important that patients do not emerge from general anesthesia in pain. It's vital not only for the short-term well-being, but also to safeguard against persistent pain and the need for prolonged opioid use. Additional research is needed to provide more clear guidance to surgical teams, according to Patrick Purdon, Associate Professor of Anesthesia. And they also are recommending new technologies to help anesthesiologists titrate and optimize opioid administration in the OR in a personalized way. But they say this data gives us evidence that such efforts could have significant long-term benefits. So I don't know if any of you have had surgery before, but waking up from surgery is not easy. You feel horrible. You may feel pain. You may feel weakness. You may feel like you're paralyzed. You may feel nauseous. I don't remember this, but my husband said that I was shaking uncontrollably. Not sure why. Yeah, maybe I was going into some form of shock. And so it's not easy. Considering what we were able to do, where we were able to perform hysterectomies or tumor surgeries and all sorts of things, what we were able to do on an individual without them feeling it or moving is phenomenal. But we have to wake you up. And when you wake up, it might not be easy. And the one thing I know about pain is if you experience pain that can traumatize you and it could go into your memory, that can put you at higher risk of anticipatory pain and the fear of pain and then poor pain control. If you wake up feeling okay, feeling comfortable, etc., you might not then put into memory that frightening, painful event. And much of pain is the anticipation. A lot of people will freeze up like with an injection, with a shot. Right before we're giving them a flu shot, they tense up, they squeeze, they grin and bear it, they grimace, and they think it's helping. But sometimes the anticipation can make it worse. And the reason why people do that is they say, well, because I want to be pleasantly surprised. I want to be surprised that it didn't hurt that much. I go, but you could do that without clenching. Now, I don't know how much of this is true, but some reports have said if you're about to hit something in a car accident, you see it coming, relax, don't clench. Because if you clench, you'll have more injury. I don't know. I haven't really seen the studies on that. But I see that from a pain standpoint. So when you say it's going to hurt, it's going to hurt, it's going to suck, it's going to suck, it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad. Even though logic might say, oh, okay, well, you're going to then set yourself up for a relief when it doesn't, I think you might be setting yourself up for a more negative event. I like to go for optimism. It's not going to hurt. It's not going to hurt. It's going to be a piece of cake. It's going to be a piece of cake. So when I get a shot or I get a blood draw, I'm like, it's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. It's not going to be that big a deal. And then it's not that big a deal. And yeah, it might hurt, but then for a second, you're like, you know what? Not that big a deal. But if it is a big deal and you wake up out of anesthesia and you're in a lot of pain, your brain remembers that big deal. But we're still having post-operative or post-workers' comp injury, this lack of pain control. Now, I get it. Many people do not need narcotics for their toothaches or for their springs. All right? Anti-inflammatories, as long as your kidneys are healthy and your heart's healthy and your stomach lining's healthy, liver's healthy, can do enough. In fact, I noticed with one of my surgeries I had when I had a biopsy for cancer, they gave me ibuprofen and Percocet. The Percocet did nothing for my pain. In fact, it made me a little loopy, but the ibuprofen, that handled my pain. So I go to ibuprofen. I think it does better for me. The only thing is you've got to be careful with your kidneys, because they'll give you like 800 milligrams ibuprofen, which is a very powerful pain medication and anti-inflammatory. It's just it could just wreak havoc to your kidneys. Some doctors will never prescribe the 800 milligram dose because they're worried about that. But I worry that our physicians, because they're threatened and they're threatened with sanction by the medical board based on opioid practices, that many doctors are like, I just don't write them. And I have to be honest with you, I haven't written a narcotic since March of 2016. The reason why is when I closed my practice and I went to teach, and then I went to telemedicine, I never worked in an area where anybody, you prescribed a narcotic. I don't work for a company that prescribes them, so I haven't written one. Well, that's a problem. How many other doctors aren't out there managing people's pain? And even though managing pain is multifactorial, there's physical therapy and massage and chiropractic or osteopathic manipulation and biofeedback and TENS unit and aqua therapy. There's many individuals who fear not having pain medication. So when a patient has surgery, they're like, I don't plan on using it, but I want to know I have it. Right now, the standard of care is, no, don't give it to them because they'll use it. No, you know, they're lying. But I totally get that thinking. I just need to know I have it, just in case. I know individuals that have a bottle of sleeping medication that they never use. It's expired. But they have it because just in case. Knowing they have it, the anxiety of not having it keeps them up at night. So I get that. I get that. From psychology, I get that. So, you know, when you do have, and you are having an impending surgery, or you do have a issue, and you are anticipating pain, you know, talk to the medical provider about your concerns. And you can also say, you don't need a full 30 tablets. You want to know that you have a few just in case. You're not asking for 30. You're not asking for 60 or 90, you know, if just a couple. If you are having something that is worthy of that. Now, don't be taking it for mild stuff. You could get addicted. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.